To ensure future episodes of your favorite podcast, go to givebutter.com/melanatedmoments.
Each donation helps us share more stories of exceptional Black artists with thousands of listeners across the U.S. and around the world.
We thank you for your support.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another exciting episode of Melanated Moments in Classical Music. I'm Angela Brown.
And I'm Joshua Thompson.
Oh, Joshua, I'm so excited. I'm so excited about this episode I could boost.
Now, wait a minute, Angela. Don't be doing all that. Because I've seen you excited before, but not like this. You're like grinning from ear to ear and you're all swirly and giggly and all that crazy stuff. So, I mean, come on with it. What's with the excitement?
Honey, I can't wait to hear what our guest, Maestro Marlon Daniel, has to say about our interview subject. You know, after my research, I felt like I was reading a page from the Bridgertons, honey, from some fabulous romance novel. And all I could see was that fine caramel macchiato brother who kept showing us his natural assets on the screen.
Yeah, I know that one. And also, I know that's why you're so excited for today. But what does he and his fabulous assets have to do with who Maestro Marlon will talk about today?
Well, Marlon Daniel is the foremost exponent and interpreter of the music of Joseph Boulogne, Chevalier de Saint-Georges.
Wait a minute, Auntie. Now, I heard that there is a movie coming out about his life and being touted as the, I hate to say it, but Black Mozart during his time.
Yep, one and the same.
Okay, well, see, you all excited, and I've got my glass of wine and my popcorn and my bougie boots ready to go. So tell me a little bit about the stuff and things today.
Me too. But first things first, I will give you some background on Chevalier de Saint-Georges. Then bring on Maestro Marlon Daniel to introduce us to his extraordinary life. Joseph Boulogne, Chevalier de Saint-Georges, born December 25th, 1745, and died June 10th, 1799, was a French Creole virtuoso violinist and composer, who was conductor of the leading symphony orchestra in Paris. Though he was born of a mixed race, his life story is one that only dreams are made of, especially with someone of his lineage. There is even a movie about his unheralded persona coming to the big screen. He was a prodigy, revolutionary, and legend. Today, we will unwrap the man known as Chevalier de Saint-Georges with the help of conductor and aficionado on the life and music of this phenom, Marlon Daniel. Let me tell you a little bit about Maestro Marlon Daniel. Marlon Daniel has been described as a natural and enormous talent by the Chicago Sun-Times and as fabulous and exceptional by Pravda, Moscow. He is one of the most dynamic conductors of his generation and is a bright light for diversity in the world of classical music. He has performed in prestigious venues in Asia, Europe, and the United States, from Carnegie Hall to Prague, baby. He is the world's foremost exponent and interpreter of the music of Chevalier de Saint-Georges and a champion of works by living composers, especially of African descent. His recording, Phoenix Forever, music of Hampson Sisler on the MSR Classics label, received rave reviews and was in consideration for a 2011 Grammy. He received his formative education in Europe and the United States and is a graduate of Manhattan School of Music and the Prague Academy. Currently, Marlon Daniel is the associate conductor of the Florida Grand Opera, artistic and music director of Festival International des Musiques Saint-Georges in Guadeloupe, music director of Ensemble du Monde, and artistic director and conductor of the All-Caribbean Youth Orchestra. please help me welcome Maestro Marlon Daniel to the Melanated Moments in Classical Music family.
Yes, 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 yes. So thank excited and welcome.
It. Hello.
Yes, Marlon. Thank you so much.
Hi, how are you guys doing? I am so excited to be here on Melanated Moments. I've been looking forward for this for months now.
Listen to that. All right, this. See, so everybody is excited today. You've been excited for months. Angela's getting ready to burst at the seams and all that. So this is going to be a good show. This is going to be a good show.
Well, first off, Maestro, may I call you Marlon? You know, I like giving you your due, but may we call you Marlon today?
Please call me Marlon. That's what all my friends, and you are one of my friends, and you certainly may call me Marlon.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, it was a great pleasure to meet you finally and sing under your baton in South Florida recently.
Yes, that was a great day for me too, because I always wanted to be, from a sister's point of view.
All right now.
From a sister's point of view.
I love it. So while we're still doing the reintroductions and all that, I prefer to just hop right in. So if that's okay with you, you know, Marlon, I'm really fascinated, not just by your career and the subject matter, but I want to know if you can tell us a little bit about Chevalier de Saint-Georges, his upbringing, and in your view, how he was able to successfully navigate a white European society while being of mixed race.
Well, he was basically, his father was an aristocrat. So he had money and he had support. And his father basically at that time, you know, there was no slavery in France. Right. There's slavery on the islands. They did all their dirty work on the islands. but when they went to actually mainland France, you know, people were free. He was free to begin with, but his mother, Nanon, which is a very interesting point. His father loved his mother, even though she was black. And he took her with him to France. Mm-hmm. Once she stepped foot on those French soils of metropole Paris, she was a free woman.
Nice.
So that's a very interesting point. And but she kind of, you don't hear a lot about her because she stayed out of the way while he got this aristocratic education that his father procured for him. And that's, he had a blessing there.
Yeah. Well, I understand that he was a child prodigy in many things, such as fencing, music, and the art of being charming. Okay. From what I have been able to see online of the artist's renderings, he was fine as frog's hair, baby. Woo, that was a good looking man.
Fine as frog. Okay, continue. I'm about to use that one. I'm about to use that one.
So,
oh God. Yes, everybody renders, including a new painting by Gordon Sadarek, which we had commissioned with Tafel Music. Mm-hmm. That he, by all accounts, was tall, dark, and handsome.
Yes, Joe. And so, do you think that these were attributes that helped him to navigate into French society at the time?
Well, I think that, you know, pretty privilege helps us all. Mm-hmm. and so, him being, handsome, tall, dark, and handsome definitely helped him with the society ladies who basically were tired of seeing wanted to see a little color in their lives.
Well, honey, I totally understand the society ladies wanting to be around him, honey, because that man was fine. But at any rate, let's listen to our first piece, String Quartet Number 1 in C Major by Chevalier de Saint-Georges.
Thank you.
Yes. You know, I really love listening to this piece, mainly because it just puts me squarely into the courts of the aristocracy around the 17th. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's that enlightenment where everything's order, reason, and balance, and the lines are crisp and clean. The notes are, you know, lilting and gliding all over the place. Yeah. So I do like it for that. You know, Marlon, I do kind of have a... I like to be a little bit petty, a little bit shady every now and then. I got a shady little question. You know, yeah. So for our listeners, if you could tell us who came first, Mozart or Chevalier, and I got my own thoughts about this. I want to hear from your perspective. What do you think about the moniker of the Black Mozart for this gentleman as a fitting title, a pejorative one? Like, where do you land on that?
I land squarely on the side of Saint George. Joseph Boulogne is not, you know, if anything, Mozart should be the white Saint George.
Okay.
Well, yep.
I'm here for that.
Somebody who influences someone else is not the something something of the something something. Saint George was, Joseph Boulogne more so,
yes,
was being influenced Mozart, not the other way around. Mozart couldn't even get a job in Paris. I know it sounds strange, but he couldn't even get a job in Paris. And he tried to adapt all of his pieces to the French style. And the predominant French style at the time that Mozart was in Paris was Chevalier de Saint-Georges, Joseph Boulogne. So that's one of those things that, you know, inherently, I'm not sure if it was done at the time that they were both active in France. Of course not. Mm-hmm. But afterwards, for some way, for people to, it's a very ingenious way to downplay the ingenuity of someone who is actually quite well known, quite well loved, and extraordinary.
So is this one of the reasons why you've decided to champion the music of Chevalier?
No, not at all.
Okay.
When I was studying, going to school, I went to going to Manhattan School of Music. I am studying music since, you know, a very young age. There was no role models. There was nobody to count on. When I looked up and I saw Mozart, everybody was white. And the fact that I found someone, and I didn't find him. Somebody told me about him, somebody from Guadeloupe. And I was amazed. At first, I thought, lies. If there was somebody of so extraordinary.
How come I haven't heard of him?
Lies. Right. Why didn't I ever hear? But I thought I was all by myself out here.
Yeah.
And to find out that somebody, you know, and they say Mozart makes you smart. But I guess if Mozart makes you smart, who made Mozart smart?
Chevalier.
Exactly.
And this is such a common theme that we hear from so many of our guests is, you know, not being able to see ourselves throughout this genre. And so for that reason, representation and visibility being very important, what is your take? Are you excited or are you not about this new movie that's coming out about Joseph Boulogne? I mean, is it something that you think will right some of the wrongs of life to reframe, expand the canon? Like, where do you find yourself with the Hollywoodization of history?
Well, I haven't seen the movie yet.
I love that. That's diplomatic. I'm reserving judgment.
Yes, I haven't seen the movie yet. I tried my best to get on this set to hopefully right some wrongs myself. But I guess they were going in a different direction. But one thing that I do want to say is anything that highlights someone as extraordinary as Chevalier de Saint-Georges is welcome. We need more movies about people of color doing extraordinary things and being extraordinary people.
And
so for me, that's a win-win. As far as the moniker of the Black Mozart, you know, I've been fiendishly working toward that. Me and more than a few scholars have been working on, especially like somebody like composer Marcos Blather, and who wrote the New York Times article. His name is not Black Mozart. His name is Joseph Boulogne, Chevalier de Saint-Georges. And that's where I think we should keep it. And because he was his own independent person and an extraordinary person for the classical period. And without him, I say this is from my own theory and my hopefully soon to come out book, is that France would not have anyone representing the classical period as prolifically as Chevalier de Saint-Georges, or the period itself would not have any composers from the classical period without Joseph Boulogne.
Well, Marlon, there's so much to unpack and so little time to do it. But before we let you go, could you tell us about your festival in Guadeloupe and what music and artists might we be hearing from and when will it occur?
The festival is in April. Right now we have scheduled for April 5 through 15 this time, 5 through 15. And it has a lot of extraordinary artists, many artists of color coming there. Mm-hmm. We have Koto Despla coming. We have Kogabra Kemeda coming. We Lele Bredon. It's a plethora of fantastic artists and some that you might not have heard of unless you're looking for them, but they are out there and I've assembled them all for a week of melanated moments.
Yes, right. I love it. I love that.
Well, let's listen to one more piece by Chevalier de Saint-Georges. This is Symphony in G Major, First Movement, Part 3. Joshua, I am so glad that we had the chance to have Marlon Daniel, a consummate professional and go-to person about the life and music of Joseph Boulogne, Chevalier de Saint-Georges, on the show today. Yes, he made me see him in 3D and not just think of his rippling body, strong violin playing fingers, and his other assets. Okay. I need to go take a shower and have a smoke. Ciao.
Okay, girl, listen, you a whole hot mess and I love it. So I'm going to tell you what. A whole hot mess. A whole yes, girl.
W-H-O-F-E in that, brother.
Well, let me tell you this. I absolutely enjoyed having Maestro Marlon Daniel on this show as well. And I'm going to tell you what, girl, you go cool off. Okay. You go cool off, because I know that the music and everything and the history is just so spicy. And I absolutely love the positive reframe and the replacing of this extraordinary gentleman right where he belongs. So until next time, I'm Joshua Thompson.
And I'm Angela Brown.
And this has been Melanated Moments in Classical Music
After Dark.
Melanated Moments in Classical Music is a production of Classical Music Indy. Our producers are Kennedy Douglas and Daniel Porter. Our assistant producer is Janet Gerald.
This episode was recorded by Gabriel Harley, with technical production managed by PorterAudioDesign.com. Our theme music was composed by Laura Cartman.
Melanated Moments in Classical Music is made possible in part by Classical Music Indy, the Indiana Arts Commission, a state agency, and the National Endowment for the Arts, a federal agency. Additional support comes from the Indy Arts Council and the City of Indianapolis.
Our product partner is RLX Acoustics, and our podcast partner is Morning Brown Incorporated. For more information about the podcast, go to www.classicalmusicindy.org.
Follow the podcast on Facebook at Melanated Moments and Classical Music, and on Instagram at Melanated_Moments. Follow me, Joshua Thompson, on Instagram at Sop Joplin, and you can follow Angela Brown on Facebook and Instagram at Ms. Angela Brown.